How do you show your lover that you want him? How do you invite your lover to become more intimate with you? Here, we reveal some subtle signs and gestures of body language that express our desires to our beloved, without words. Next, we will learn an ancient purification technique called Vamana Dauti, or the gesture of the elephant, which remedies many stomach disorders caused by an unhealthy lifestyle. We conclude today's podcast with the meditation on the theme, the state of harmonious perseverance. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Sex body language. When sleeping next to your lover, do you face him or do you turn your back to him? When sleeping alone, do you sleep on your back or on your belly? The position you have while you sleep reveals your personality and your true feelings for your lover. Although the great majority of people change their position while sleeping, there are some positions that we adopt over and over throughout the night. The positions you adopt depend on a great number of factors, including your own personality or the way you used to sleep while a child. For instance, children who slept in king-sized beds until 10 will adopt different positions from those who slept in smaller beds. However, the great majority of experts agree that, from the point of view of health, the best way for sleeping is to have the head, torso, and pelvis symmetrical and balanced. Lie down on one side, knees slightly bent. You may even place a pillow between your legs so that you reduce the pressure on the inferior side of the back and on the pelvic floor. The way you and your lover sleep reveals many things about you two and the relationship between you. For instance, if one of the two lovers sleeps on his or her belly and the other one sleeps in a semi-fetal position, the difference between their positions indicates that the two are at ease with one another and they do not have a hard time allowing the other to do as he or she wishes. In general, the one sleeping on his or her belly is a perfectionist. The fetal position is the most common and indicates an adaptable and balanced personality. It is important to note that sleeping on the belly favors the accumulation of the energy in the area of the genitalia, Svadhisthana chakra, and therefore it is not recommended to beginners in the practice of sexual continence. Situation 2. One lover hugs the other from behind. This is a position which most lovers prefer, and it reveals the close unity of their relationships. The one who hugs the other is the protective, caring partner who supports the other. This is quite a frequent position for couples during the first 5 years of their relationship. Once the relationship advances, it is normal that the two get some distance between them, a fact which indicates a growing independence, or the fact that their relationship has been worn out to a certain degree, although they may adopt this position until they fall asleep. Situation 3. Facing and holding each other is a very rare position. Two lovers sleeping like this are totally absorbed in one another, and their relationship is exceptionally intense and passionate. For most people, it is practically impossible to sleep in this position, as the heat of their bodies would keep them awake. Situation 4. Sleeping at a certain distance from each other with the back turned to the other. It is a clear indication of independence, but also of egoism. In simple words, they value their space, but sometimes tensions arise when they do not offer enough space to the lover during the day, and they tend to compensate this during the night. If one of the two adopts suddenly this position, it might be a sign that a problem has appeared in that relationship. Or, One of the two lovers sleeps on their belly and the other one in a semi-fetal position. The people sleeping on their belly have a relaxing, calm sleep. If they have their hands underneath the pillow, they usually seek coziness and need warmth in order to feel at ease. Those who sleep on their belly tend to be perfectionists. They like to have things under control. The semi-fetal position is characteristic to loyal, loving persons. If they clutch the pillow with their hands, this may be an indication that they are possessive. Situation 6. With the back turned to one another, touching their feet and back. This position is an open statement of mutual protection, as the lovers cover their backs. It indicates a balanced relationship in which they respect one another. The couples often sleep in this position after they've passed the stage of hugging each other during the night. This position keeps them close together and at the same time indicates their capacity to regard the world from different standpoints. Sex body language. Situation 7. Lying on the back, arms stretched next to the body or raised above the head. The arms spread from the body are an indicator of a confident person, while the arms close to the body show a lack of confidence. Another reason for adopting one position or the other is the body temperature. People who are warm may spread their arms in order to cool off, while chilly ones may curl up in bed. Situation 8. One of the two lovers in a fetal position while the other sleeps across the bed. Most often, the two lovers need different degrees of warmth and even temperature, and a touch may be a way of bringing balance to the situation. If one of the lovers tends to take up the whole bed, this is a clear sign that in that relationship, there is a problem concerning space. The fetal sleeper is usually sensitive, shy, and cannot enjoy life to the fullest in the absence of an intense couple relationship. The person sleeping in this position usually have many dreams during the night. You two and three with little baby. Many pregnant women have difficulties falling asleep. The semi-fetal position seems the most appropriate for getting some rest. Sleeping on the back is bad for most women, as they have difficulties breathing and may have palpitations. There are some women who want to protect their child, and thus they sleep with their back to their lover, so he may hold the unborn child in his protective arms. If the woman would hold the man from behind, the little child might wake him up when hitting with his little hands or feet. In the past, women were advised to sleep on their left side, so that the flow of blood to the placenta would not be obstructed. But there is no conclusive study indicating that this fact is true. The most important thing is that the mother rests at night. Significant details: touching the hands. There are many people who fall asleep holding their lover's hand. This is a romantic expression of the love and tenderness connecting the two. However, if when waking up you find that you're still holding each other's hands, you may be too dependent on one another. Sleeping on your lover's chest is significant in the sense that for the woman, the man has become the pillar of their relationship. It is a mature position, protective and expressing tenderness. When a woman sleeps on her lover's chest, this indicates that he is the center of her life. Sleeping with one foot away from the body. This is a strategy used by people trying to protect their eyes from light, or who sleep on their belly in order to be able to wake up in the morning. The area behind the knee is the second area most sensitive to light, after the eyes, of course. And sleeping on one's belly acts as a natural alarm clock. sleep, and us. It has been proven that the partner, while sleeping, disturbs approximately 8 out of 10 people. 6 out of 10 women complain about the fact that their lovers snore, and 4 out of 10 men have had the same complaints. However, 50% of the men questioned have had complaints about the cold feet of their lovers as well. During the night, a person grows approximately 1 inch. The spine is usually compressed during the day, and it has the possibility of recovering during the night. Sleep also helps us lose weight. A grown person eliminates approximately 300 milliliters of liquid while sleeping. Most of this liquid is perspiration. Are you yawning? Specialists say that yawning is just as useful as exercising in the morning, especially if you stretch your body while yawning. Apparently, people sleeping on one side get the fine wrinkles around the eyes sooner. And if you have acne or pimples, you should change your pillow every 3 days.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Vamana Dauti, or the gesture of the elephant. Part 1. In Sanskrit, Vamana means middle and Dauti means purification. In yogic literature, this technique is also known as Kunjala, or the gesture of the elephant. In the famous treaty Bhakti Sagara Granta, the wise from ancient times wrote, "The gesture of the elephant makes the body immune to all illness. The gesture of the elephant means to fill your stomach with water and then to take it out without effort." Just as the elephant takes the water in through its trunk and then takes the water out through his trunk, guarding his body from all illness, the man may also preserve his body in a perfect state of health. Just as a clay bowl is cleaned with water, the same way we may clean our stomach with water. The method: take at least 2 liters of warm water, a little above body temperature. You may add a spoon of salt so that the cleansing will be even more effective. Position to drink the water. Sit crouched with your soles on the ground. Spread your knees so that they will not compress your stomach. Drink minimum 1 liter or 1.5 liters of warm water, pure or salted. A clear indication about when to stop is when you feel satiated. Drink the water as quickly as you can. If the salted water gives you nausea, drink pure warm water. If you feel nausea after drinking the entire quantity of water, this may be taken as a good sign. As soon as you've drunk the quantity, we recommend standing up. Agitation. Leave the water inside your stomach for a few moments before throwing it up. You may even perform 10 to 20 quick abdominal retractions, just as if you were to perform Uddiyana Bandha, but without paying attention to any particular breathing patterns. The agitation of the water will make this purifying technique even more effective. Throwing up. There are some precise indications that you will have to follow if you wish to eliminate the water from your body. Bring your heels close to one another. Bend over until your torso makes a 90-degree angle with your feet. Before throwing up, exhale, retract the abdomen, press the area of the stomach with your left hand, and insert the index and middle finger of the right hand inside your mouth, as deeply down your throat as you can. Usually, a slight pressure on the back of the tongue is enough to start the process of throwing up the water. Make sure your nails are cut short so you won't injure your throat with them. If you do not start throwing up, then you will have to tickle the uvula itself. In the beginning, the water will come out in small amounts, but in time, this quantity will increase. Carry on until you feel the water has come out entirely. If the water is somewhat yellowish or green in color, it is a good sign, because this indicates that the stomach is now clean. The last of the water coming out will probably be bitter, indicating the fact that the bile was eliminated and that the stomach is now clean. It is now recommended to drink 1 or more glasses of pure water for the final cleansing. Relax in Shavasana, the relaxation pose, for 5 to 10 minutes, and only then get on with your work or with the practice of other asanas. it is important to wait for at least a half hour after performing Vamana Dauti before you eat something.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of harmonious perseverance. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of harmonious perseverance. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.